This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
The new season of Celebrity Big Brother has been announced.
That show's still on.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I watched Big Brother way back in the day because the girl I was dating at the time was obsessed and it had just come out.
Oh my God. So, like, the first season?
The first, it was first or second. I can't remember.
I used to pay money to be able to watch them when the show, like, wasn't on.
Yeah. Really?
Just walking around the house. I was obsessed.
Oh my God.
I can't clown on it too much, though. I still watch Survivor. So.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right. So the new house guests have been announced, and they include. Now, these names are a little obscure. I mean, they're always obscure.
If I don't know, can I guess what they do for a living?
Absolutely. Sure.
All right. We'll start it off with that Natalie Eva Marie.
She used to be a Dixie chick.
No. Oh. Former WWE women's superstar.
Okay.
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte is the Olympic swimming douche.
Yeah.
And what he used to have a catchphrase.
Cha.
Cha.
And he got arrested for something, or he got
in trouble.
Yeah,
he like, when he was at the Olympics, he and his friends like trashed a bathroom.
I think, and if, he might have had a DUI or since, or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah. Joey Lawrence.
Oh, another catchphrase person.
Yeah.
Filed for bankruptcy.
Right.
What is his catchphrase again?
Cha.
No, it isn't.
No.
It was a whoa.
That's right.
Will he say that at least once?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Candy Burris.
Oh, my God.
That name is so familiar.
I'll tell you why. She is the creator of the Old Lady Gang restaurant. Real Housewives. We went to Atlanta.
Okay. Why would she do this? Isn't she a billionaire's wife or something?
No. She is the millionaire, and her husband has like no money.
She's the millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
What does she do for a living?
We don't even have time to get into all of it. It's a lot.
It doesn't sound like she's a housewife at all then.
Why?
If she's got many jobs.
Oh, get rid of... Don't worry about it.
It's just a title at this point.
Yeah. I didn't know this. She won a Grammy for co-writing TLC's No Scrubs.
Yeah, No Scrubs. That's how she like got.
Yeah. How about that?
Also, Kato Kaelin.
Oh my God, OJ's
house guest. You already lived in a house. Yeah. Where other celebrities
yeah,
were.
House.
Lolo Jones.
Lolo Jones.
Is she some sort of Olympian?
Yes. Yeah. She's an Olympic bobsledder.
Bobsledder.
I thought you were supposed to be guessing what these people do.
I was about to.
Sorry.
I thought it was a gentleman named Lolo. Ricky, he's the most famous pimp.
Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams is the most famous pimp.
Former NFL.
Hi, Ricky.
Former NFL running back that quit the NFL to smoke weed.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did. They said, Ricky, you got to stop smoking. Was it the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
You got to stop smoking weed. And he goes, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because I'm going back to pimping.
Yeah, what a smart economic decision for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, hey, look at him now.
Look at him now.
Yeah.
Dina Lohan.
Oh, Lindsay's mommy.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, things are going so good for her.
You might know her as that woman that passed out in a club's bathroom.
I assume Dina Lohan has passed out in many places.
Many.
This is the new cast of Celebrity Big Brother, Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, my God. Donald Trump's
White House
second communications. Yes.
For 6 days.
I think it was 11 days.
That might be the first time that somebody involved in politics has agreed to be on Big Brother.
I think so.
Tamar Braxton.
Oh, go ahead.
Man or woman?
Woman.
She, Tamar Braxton is Tony's sister.
Yes.
Am I right?
Oh, wow.
Why is she famous besides that?
Because there's a reality show that she's on about Braxton.
Being a Braxton. Celebrity sibling?
Being a Braxton.
All right. Being the Braxtons. Is that the name of the show?
It's called Braxton Hicks.
Huh? Jonathan Bennett.
Oh, well, that name's familiar. Did he host a children's show?
No. Close.
Do you want me to tell you who he is? He is Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls.
I don't know what any of that means.
Regina's ex-boyfriend.
Mean Girls.
Oh, the sassy one? Was he in Ariana Grande's...
No.
He is the love interest.
I asked Aaron Samuels what day it was on October 6th.
He's
it's
the
October
hunky,
6th.
Hunky one.
Yeah.
Right.
Hunky, okay.
And the last one.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Tom Green.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God. Where's he? I mean, MTV prankster from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He's going to do... Listen, none of these people, short of Candy Burris, seems watchable. But Tom Green seems extra unwatchable.
All of them are terrible.
Like he's going to try to be so wacky and funny.
I feel like his wacky days are long behind him.
He does stand-up comedy now.
Yeah, but that's fine. Stand-up comedy is one thing, but like... My bum is on your lips. Like,
right.
I'm going to try to shove a dead fish in your face.
Okay, but
I don't think he does stuff like that anymore. He's like probably 55 years old at this point.
Okay, so he knows that nobody wants that anymore.
Right. No. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what this might be like? Did you ever make, what are they called when you mix all of the fountain drinks together?
A kamikaze. No.
A kamikaze suicide?
Suicide.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why it's called that. But anyway. You know how, like, at first you're like, I'm going to put Coke and orange drink. And then you take a sip and you go, it's terrible. But did you ever do it where you mixed so many bad flavors together and you just go, this is good. I would drink this.
Yeah.
Did I just invent a soda? Like, remember having thoughts like that as a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
That's kind of like this. Individually, not so bad. One or two of them together, But you mix them all together.
Yeah.
Now suicide makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.